Hi, this is Rebecca, longtime listener of Dr. Dave's show. I just wanted to recommend it as a great way to get your day started and listen to SliceYourAge.com.
Slice Your Age, episode 37.
Welcome to Slice Your Age, the show where we help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. Now, here's your host and personal coach, Dr. David Matto.
Hey everybody, this is Dave. How's it going? And welcome back to Slice Your Age. I have a fantastic show for you today. Before we get into it, something really cool. I just finished writing a little report. It's called 12 Baby Steps to Your Best Shape Ever. I'm going to give it to you totally free. No, I'm not charging you for it. It's totally free. All you have to do to get this, and it's really cool. These 12 steps, by the way, you do these one by one. You don't go into number two until you finish with number one. And once you get to number 12, you'll see you're going to be not only in the best shape of your life, but you're going to have the best life ever. You're going to be feeling great about yourself. So just head on over to sliceyourage.com. You will see it right there. You just have to fill something in. You'll get it totally free and enjoy it. Let me know what you think of it. I just love hearing from you all. So, keep the comments and keep the questions coming in. And remember, you're not alone. We're helping you. And this is a journey of Slice Your Age. We're having a lot of fun. And before I bring in my guest, or I should say guests, I got two of them today. Before I bring them in, a couple quick little things. Remember to hang out with us on sliceyourage.com. We got all kinds of things going there. All the new podcast episodes are always up, along with all the show notes for each episode. And you can communicate with me. Oh, but yeah, we've got that brand new hotline, Slice Your Age hotline, 410-429-7190. You call that number. It's recorded. Don't worry. You're not going to be on anything live. 410-429-7190. You could ask a question. We'll answer it on the show here. You can make a comment. You can do an intro for the podcast, anything you want. Just call in. I'd love to hear from y'all. And make sure you subscribe to Slice Your Age, the podcast. It's very easy. Just go into iTunes, press that little subscribe button, and it makes it so much easier because every time a new episode comes out, it just automatically gets downloaded to your smartphone, iPhone, or whatever you have, a Droid, BlackBerry. I don't even know if BlackBerries can do it. I guess they can. But, you know, whatever you have, it's going to download it to that device, and you just get it automatically, and you listen to it totally at your convenience. And, of course, as you remember, email me at sliceyourage@gmail.com. It's really easy to get me. I'm really out there because I love to help you. I love to answer your questions. Love to hang out with you. And of course, our Facebook page, Slice Your Age on Facebook. By the way, we've got a milestone coming up. As a matter of fact, once this episode comes out, once it's released, we probably will have already hit that milestone. And that milestone is 1,000 likes on the page. Now, to some of you, I know 1,000 likes does not sound like an extraordinary number. It's not an incredibly large number. But the page has only been up for a few months. So I think 1,000 likes in maybe like 3 short months is pretty good. We're on the right track. We're growing and growing thanks to you all. So I love having every single one of you listen. Love helping you. And having said that, I would like to introduce my guest today. And by the way, you might be thinking, well, where's Yoko? We miss Yoko. Where is she? Well, Yoko is actually not in the studio. She's not on the show today. Yoko is in Japan. She's going to be there for about 2 weeks. So the next several episodes, you might not hear Yoko. So don't worry. You'll get your Yoko fix when she comes back, and we'll make it like maybe we'll do some double episodes or something just to make sure you get your dose of Yoko. But she gives her love from Japan. And we'll have to make do without her. It's difficult, but we'll do it. We'll do it. But instead of Yoko today, we've got Zeke Nariz and we've got Rebecca here in the studio with us. And I'll just explain why these people, they didn't just show up in the studio. See, I invited them. And Zeke is a personal trainer. It's an honor to have him. I'm just looking over here and hey, just the guy's in great shape. Let me tell you something. He puts me to shame. The guy is in, and we're going to find out how he does this. And Rebecca, you are, so you told me a little bit before the show, you do something, it's called figure. Tell me what that is just a little bit, because I don't know how to describe it to my listeners.
It's a type of competition category. It focuses on overall body symmetry, general health, nice lean muscle look without getting the over striated big bodybuilding look. So general healthy fitness, kind of the fitness model look that you see in magazines.
So would you say that's kind of like me? I've got a good body, but I don't have like these big muscles. So maybe I'm a figure person.
You're getting there. You're close.
You might need to help me a little more, but
just a little.
It is great to have both of you today in the studio. And I'll start off with some questions. I've got some questions to start with Zeke. And I'm just curious, Zeke, you've been a trainer for how long?
I've been a trainer since I was about 19 years old. Of course, you know, in the course of life, I've been to college, got my degree in psychology, been in the Navy. So I was actually a Navy corpsman stationed with Marines, Camp Lejeune for 5 years. And once I got out of the Navy, I actually taught medical assistants at Test College. I did that for about a couple years. Did some inclusion teaching with Baltimore County Public Schools. So you see, I have a full life here going, right? And then I got back into personal training in July of 2006. So in July, will be my 8-year anniversary of personal training.
Well, first of all, thank you for your service. That's incredible. I didn't even know that about you. And, seems like you've done a lot. So, I think we're gonna have a great show. So you've been doing it for quite some time. You didn't really tell me how long because you said you started when you were 19, but I don't know how old you are now. But
I'm sorry. Okay. I didn't want to give the listeners all my, you know, my age. No, I'm joking. I am 40 years old now. So you can say I've been doing this about 21 years.
Fantastic. Now you don't look 40.
Thank you.
No, that was not a comment. You look 50. No, I'm kidding. You look great. You look great. We go crazy sometimes. But, so Zeke, what actually got you to become a trainer? How did you get into this in the first place?
Fundamentally, it was from sports. I played a lot of sports. I pretty much played every sport of every season. So I did track, I did baseball, I did football, I did basketball, and did martial arts. I guess you could say when I was younger, I was kind of like scattered. I was into everything. So, you know, jack of all trades, master of none, sorta. So once I got into high school, I kind of narrowed it down to football at that time. But once I got into college, I got back into baseball. So my track into baseball was, you know, pretty much trying to get to a point where I could play at the professional level, but it just didn't pan out the way I wanted it to. So I actually started training people when I was in college. Actually, my coach, he just saw my ability to actually teach people things, and he actually would bring high school kids up to practice, and I actually would take them through like physical fitness drills, especially like sport specific stuff. So for baseball players, you know, you have certain sport specific drills that you do to become better on the base paths, better with turning your hips, like with your swing. So I started just basically teaching those fundamental things to these high school kids, and it went really well. So that was like my first taste of personal training.
So I've got somebody here that was practically like a professional athlete too.
Yes.
So when you're doing your personal training, who is your typical client?
Okay. From my direct experience, the typical client I have are business owners, actually. Business owners is pretty interesting. They pretty much spend their living telling people what to do during the day. But when they come to me, they just want to be told what to do because they don't have time to think about their physical fitness needs. They want someone to actually direct them. It's pretty remarkable that they actually, in that scope of life, they want someone to actually just tell them exactly what to do. And they typically do it because they're very goal driven. So typically I have those type of clients. And the main thing we work on is occupational health. Some of the common problems that they have as far as the body is in the back because there's long hours standing or long hours bending over. So because when you sit, when you bend, the hips shorten, you have to do exercises that counteract that, especially the fascia. Because remember, everything is about the muscle tissue itself. So the fascia itself has to be in good shape in order to bring structure to the body. So when you bend over a lot, the fascia stretches and it gets injured. So you have to do exercises that are actually going to tighten that fascia back up and allow for it to be, you know, have more of a healthier, healthier support.
So it sounds to me that a lot of these people that come to see you for personal training are people mm-hmm. that have some type of chronic pain.
It's pretty funny. I find myself fixing people, to be honest with you, because I guess because of, you know how you say the law of attraction or, you know, these different things. I attract people who actually need like a little, I guess you say a little fixer upper. And then once you fix them and kind of bring them back to balance, I guess you could say I balance people out. Because once you bring them back to balance, you know, you teach them exercises that counteract what they do for a living every day, they actually become very healthy very quickly.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about people in general, because okay. We got listeners from all over the world,
yes.
All different types of people.
Yes.
But, you know, it's funny because getting a lot of questions from my listeners over the past several months, a lot of people do tell me that they have pain. As a matter of fact, on our last episode, I had a woman that I think she actually called in on our hotline and said she is in pain and she can't get out there and exercise. It's very difficult for her. It's chronic pain and she wanted to know what to do. Now, without knowing all the details of her pain, and of course, I'm not a trainer that could really help somebody get out of pain. You know, I've got limited knowledge as far as actually getting somebody out of pain. I can help them live better lives, no question about it, but as far as helping somebody get out of pain. So are a large percentage of the people, especially like in this country, many people are just in pain all the time?
I'm going to say not in pain all the time. I would say that because of their lifestyles, and their lifestyles are pretty much a combination of how they think, how they eat, how they sleep, and, you know, just basically how they process information. So for instance, you know, we could go deeper in this and say metaphysically, every symptom of pain is related to a stressor. All right. So what is the stress? The stress could be, you know, you're thinking about your job constantly, right? So when you think about your job constantly, am I going to have a job? You know, what's the job market look like? How's my retirement? Am I going to be able to retire? So this is a very everyday, you know, problem that we have in this country now, just because nothing is really, you know, I would say consistent. There really is no consistency in life because everything changes, but people would love to have something stable. So when you lack stability, what happens to your body? Right? So you get a lot of people with neck pain, shoulder pain, because the things that become the most tense when you get stressed is what? Your shoulders. You know, you see people sitting at desks, sitting in front of computers, and they're sitting there and they're just, you know, so tight and rigid, and they hold themselves in this position for a very long time without even thinking, sometimes without even breathing. I mean, if you think about it, a lot of us don't even breathe correctly, much less sit properly. So we have to address the problem first of being able to relax and breathe, and then allow that to trickle down to the rest of the body to keep us healthy.
I'll tell you, I really wish Yoko were here in the studio with us today, because when you meet Yoko, you'll meet her in the future. She is not only a massage therapist, but she's really, really great at yoga and all that type of stuff. I wish she could be listening to this, but we'll have you all back on the show another time when she's here, when she gets back in town. But it's amazing. Now, we're in Maryland here, and I've got listeners from, you know, all over the U.S., all over North America, and actually all over the world, a lot in the U.K. So they, unfortunately, they're not all going to be able to get here to have you train them.
Of course.
So what advice would you give our listeners to, what can they do in their lives if they're starting to feel that kind of stress with work, and maybe things are tightening up and they've got some pain and they just know that something's not exactly right, before they get to the point where they need to come see you because they've got all this stuff wrong? How can they live their lives so they don't get into the situation where they've got the pain, the stiffness, you know, the bad posture and things like that? What can they do?
I would say, and I know this is going to sound to some people very simple, but just waking up in the morning, looking in the mirror and loving the person that you see in that reflection is probably the best antidote to stress.
Let me tell you something, Zeke. You hit the nail right on the head. I've got to tell you something, and my listeners have heard me say this before, because we talk about so many different topics on this show. And of course, we can talk about what to eat, how to lose weight, how to be stronger, how to run a marathon. We can talk about all that kind of stuff. But I tell my listeners that one of the most important things, I call it my morning ritual. because too many of us are getting up in the morning with very little time. They get, you know, you get up last minute, you scarf something down really quick, you get into the car, you don't, and you get, you head over to work, and you don't have time to do anything in the morning. So I tell people, get up early, maybe meditate, pray, look in the mirror and love yourself, eat a nice, healthy, relaxing breakfast, return some emails, play with your pets, but get up and have some time to yourself. And if you start the day like that, I'm glad you said that, because you kind of confirmed what I've been telling my listeners all the time. If you start the day like that, every day is going to be a great day.
Yeah, it's amazing how I actually got a certification in holistic alternative psychology. Because my degree is in psychology, I didn't go further as far as, college, like going for my master's. But what I did was I actually wanted to know the holistic or alternative aspect of psychology. And one of the things in alternative psychology is they call that mirror magic. And basically, you know, people will say, well, affirmations don't work. But if you think about it, negative thoughts do work. So if negative thoughts work, you can take positive thoughts, replace those negative thoughts, and say those things to yourself daily. You could do it 5 minutes, maybe four times a day. And one of the things that I used in the past was just going up into the mirror. This is one of the things I, you know, just learned from the course I took, was saying, I'm wonderful, confident, powerful in every way. I'm wonderful, confident, powerful in every way. I'm wonderful, confident, powerful in every way. That pretty much covers everything.
Let me try that. I am wonderful, confident, and powerful in every way.
Yes.
Listeners, do you have that? Write it down, listeners, because you're going to be doing this every morning. I'm serious. It sounds a little bit hokey, but stuff like that works.
Just think about it. You say so many negative things to yourself, sometimes without even knowing it, because you've been conditioned by other people to believe that you are not good enough. So the way to turn that around is to what? Condition yourself to know that you have everything it takes to be successful.
That's funny. Today, I thought we were going to be talking about lifting weights, running, things like that. But this is actually a great direction we're going, and I love it, because I want to ask you a question. I've got I hear a lot from my listeners. They write in on Facebook, or they email me, or they call our hotline with questions. And a lot of them also are either in a job that they just don't love. They get in the car, drive to work every morning, and they really hate it. They don't want to be there. Or they're in a relationship that's not really working out, but they just stay in a relationship because it's safe. And they don't know if they leave the relationship, they're afraid what's on the other side. So they just stay in something that's not really good, that's toxic. And I'm guessing that these are the types of people that build up a lot of, I don't know if it's stress or whatever it is, but these are the type, a lot of them start developing these painful things going on in their lives, and it gets worse and worse and worse. It's kind of spirals downhill.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we might not be directly talking about lifting weights or, you know, running or conditioning, things of that nature right now, but we really are, because the conditioning starts with your thought process. If you can change your thoughts, you can change how you go about your day. So when you change how you go about your day, you're now implementing healthier things into your life. And by implementing healthier things, you're choosing healthier foods. I mean, think about how many times you get stressed and you just think about that quarter pounder with cheese that you would just love to just take it all away, right? How about that chocolate, right? Because chocolate is what? It helps with serotonin for depression. So it increases serotonin in your brain, and you're like, oh, it feels so good. I mean, they have it at every psychiatrist's office. They have chocolate sitting out there for their patients.
That's why they give out chocolate. Just because exactly. You go in there, you eat some chocolate, you increase the serotonin levels, and
serotonin,
you think
you're booster.
And you think your psychiatrist is a genius.
Wow.
And you keep paying him.
You keep paying him for you to remember everything you ever went through in your life over and over again. When really, all you have to do is say, I want to move forward. I want to go beyond my past, right? Because everything is really in the moment. You know, you can learn from your past. You don't have to forget, but you can always move past the past. The moment is where the good life is.
Okay, so I love your affirmation that you gave us a little while ago. But so suppose some of my listeners get up, they try that, and it maybe, you know, helps start their day a little bit better, but they've got some serious things going on. Again, relationship problems, job problems, money problems. So what's the next step?
The next step is surrounding yourself with people who support healthier living. All right. You ever heard if you play in mess, you will be a mess? Well, surround yourself with people who are going to actually affirm to you that, you know, changing your habits, changing your thoughts, changing your eating, changing your exercise regimen, just change itself is going to infuse a lot of energy and vitality into your life. Because more than anything, like you said earlier, people are scared to change because they're scared of what's on the other side. But you got to realize in life, there's always another side. Every moment is another side. So don't be scared to go somewhere you're going to go anyway.
Exactly. Right. That's very true.
You're going to go there. You're going to go there anyway. So why not just pick a path that you can go that's going to feel really good to you? As they say, enjoy, you know, live your life with joy. Joy is like the antidote for, you know, all the ills and pains that you might be going through. Find joy in something, and that will actually lead you on the right path.
Where do you find these healthy people? When people ask me that, I've got some friends, let's say, for example, that are single, and they want to find a woman, and they say, well, I go to the bar, you know, I go here and I go there. I'm thinking to myself, these are not the places that if I want to find somebody that's like me, I'm not going to go to a bar. So here's what I tell them. I say, hang out at the natural grocery store, hang out on the, NCR trail, and people that are not from around here, it's a really cool rails to trail here that people bike on, they run, they walk, and it's just a lot of healthy people hanging around. Go to the gym, go take a yoga class. That's where you meet, go hiking. That's where you meet healthy people. So that's what I recommend. But these people, I think they don't listen to me.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you don't mind, I could use a piece of my life. Is that okay?
Absolutely. Sure. Come on.
So for me, I used to always say, since I've been in this business, do not get involved with anyone that is even remotely around my business. Why? Because I thought that I needed to just totally block out everything except for the client, you know, and I'm a very focused type of individual. So once I like put my focus on something, I want to not think about anything else. For me, that worked as far as me being a great personal trainer, but it didn't work for me in my personal life because in my personal life, I chose people who really had nothing to do with health and fitness. So there was always a push and pull at home in the category of food, in the category of just how I start my day. Like you said, starting your day with positive affirmations. People who are not into fitness have a harder time looking at anything besides just kind of getting up and complaining, you know, oh, it's going to be such a bad day. Oh, it's raining outside. Oh, it's snowing outside.
How about this one? Oh, it's hump day finally, or thank God it's Friday, or oh, yes. Oh, Monday. I hate Mondays.
I, you know what?
Who wants to be around people like that?
Yeah. Now we all do it at certain times, but there's a difference between staying in that, you know, and just kind of like glossing over it. You know, we all gloss over stuff. None of us are perfect. But to actually stay in that thought pattern all the time, that is very depressing. Yeah. So I think that for me personally, when I was able to come outside of myself and say, you know what, maybe I do need to date someone that likes what I like, you know, wouldn't that be so much easier? You know, but we all tend to pick things that go against who we are. And that's why we do not find the person or the people that actually support us in what we want. It's because we always are trying to go outside of who we are. Instead of living through ourselves, we live outside of ourselves. So once you come in, meaning go within and really find out what your bliss is, then you can start meeting people in those environments. Those are people that are going to give you that helping hand to experience so many different joys of life.
So tell me a little bit about I guess how you found Rebecca. You two are a couple, right?
Yes. So yes, we are.
How did you two find each other? Because it looks like
interestingly,
you are like it looks like you're perfect. I mean, I don't think Rebecca is hanging around the drive-through line of Burger King. I just get that feeling she's not.
And you know what's so remarkable about meeting Rebecca is that, you know, as a personal trainer, I take care of a lot of people. You know, I try to change their thought patterns about food, about exercise, about just how they think on a daily basis. It was so interesting to me to see that I was not taking care of myself.
It's hard for me to believe that you were not taking care of yourself. You look like the kind of person that takes care of yourself.
And what I mean, and you know what, I'm not going to say I didn't take care of myself. What I'm basically trying to say is that there were things in my life that I kind of glossed over or didn't really take into consideration more, which is eating enough food on a daily basis. Sometimes we get locked into our careers and we get so focused on taking care of other people that we forget to eat.
I'll tell you, I never forget to eat. I do not forget to eat. I eat at least 6 meals a day. Not large ones, but I eat about, and you probably can't tell by looking at it, but I eat all the time.
Exactly. But you
in
know,
fact,
you,
I need my food fixed right now pretty soon.
Yeah. But, you'd be surprised though, how many people have that problem. They have the problem of taking care of others, but not being able to take care of themselves. So when you find people on that trek of life that you are on, it's amazing how they bring different dimensions of vitality to your life to help you. So not only do you, you know, when you really find your bliss and go within and surround yourself with good people, do you actually, you know, get maybe, you know, you're around better energy, but they also infuse into you what you need, you know, which for me was, I needed someone to tell me, Zeke, you need to eat more. You know, you need to eat more. You need to eat. So constantly I hear, you know, it's time to eat. You know, it's time to eat.
I love that. That would be great.
Now, most people are like, man, I wish I had somebody to do that for me. But truly, truly, you know, you know, you have to look at the fact that all of us have a deficit. And it doesn't mean a deficit as in you're a failure in something. It just means that, you know, none of us were put here to live alone. Now, whether you want to have a very bonded relationship, whether you want to have friendships, whether you want to just have family around you, just put people around you who are actually going to help bring you up, not pull you down.
So, Zeke, did you just like start thinking about what type of a partner, what type of a woman you wanted in your life, and you just kept thinking, maybe even wrote it down, maybe visualized, and just one day Rebecca just showed up? Like, you know, did you know exactly what you wanted?
Honestly, all my life, I've wanted to have a strong bond with someone. That's just something I've always deeply wanted in my soul of souls. The funnier part of meeting Rebecca is that I was actually visiting my dad in North Carolina, and my dad's the exact opposite. He prefers to be alone. He was married to my mom for 35 years. They got divorced, and he's very happy. He's 80 years old. He's sitting and living on his land. And he is happy. He's got his Rockwaller. He's in his glory. And for him, being married for 35 years was more of a conditional response to life because that's what you were supposed to do. He didn't necessarily want that, but he thought that that's what you were supposed to do. And of course, as you get older and you look back on your life, you really find out, man, I really don't want that type of closeness with people. You know, with another woman. He likes people. He loves being around people, but he's not the type of person that wants that one-on-one closeness. Well, I had to talk to him and say, hey, you know, I really want that. Like, I had to admit to myself, as much as you hear people say, you know, you don't need to be in a relationship. They just bring you down. You don't have any freedom. You know, we all hear all the stuff, you know, that marriage is supposed to do to us, right? But people don't talk about the fact that everyone's different. Everyone has different needs. And when I was able to actually say them out loud to him, having a heart-to-heart conversation with my own dad, somehow that broke through into the universe. I was actually speaking what I wanted. I was actually saying exactly what I wanted and how I felt about it to the person who meant the most to me, which was my dad. It was like the first time I ever did that. Next week, I come into the gym, walk into the gym. Her trainer is actually lifting weights. He said, "Hey, why don't you come over here and spot me real quick?" I go over to spot him. He says, "You know, I know someone that has a huge crush on you." And I was like, you know, I'm saying to myself, these are not the words that I was expecting to hear as I walked through the door, tired from a long, you know, from a trip to North Carolina. And it just so happened that it happened to be the person that I had been observing and watching for like the longest time. And, you know, once she was in a place in her life where she could actually pursue, like we was able to pursue each other, it just like magic.
Doesn't the universe gives you things when you're wishing for something? It's kind of a strange coincidence, but the universe just gives it to you. It's amazing. It's amazing, isn't it? Now,
yes.
Rebecca, it's funny that she tells you, Zeke, you got to eat. But Rebecca, I noticed that you've got something. You've got like this big, if I could describe it to my listeners, this big plastic. God, it looks like it's probably a couple liters, I'm guessing. Pick that up, put it on the table. So tell me, okay, that's got to be 2 liters. It has to be, right?
Half gallon, yeah.
It's a half gallon, mm-hmm. So I guess it's about right. So you got to tell me what's in it. Keep it on the table. I want to see it. What's in that? Because is that some kind of magical formula that keeps you young, keeps you strong, keeps you, what does it do? What is it?
Well, I wish it was the fountain of youth, but it's not. It's amino acids and it is electrolytes, so I can stay hydrated all day long.
So do you carry this thing wherever you go all the time?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're constantly drinking it?
Mm-hmm. About 2 gallons a day.
2 gallons a day, which would be like 4 of those per day.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And if you only did the same thing with water, tell me what the difference would be.
This just gives you a little more oomph without the caffeine jitters.
Well, water doesn't have caffeine, though.
It doesn't have caffeine.
But a lot of things.
It gives you more endurance. You recover better. From mm-hmm. workouts, you just feel a little stronger.
So do you work out every day?
Mm-hmm.
You work out
usually twice a day. Yeah.
Usually twice a day. So somebody that's working out twice a day, I could see you needing all of that. What about the typical average person out there? Do they need to be drinking all that every day with what you say? It's got amino acids and what else?
Electrolytes.
Electrolytes and amino acids. Mm-hmm. Okay, sure. I mean, do they need to be drinking an electrolyte drink all day?
It depends on the person. Everybody's different. I would say at least 1 gallon to 1.5 gallons of water. Mm-hmm. I drink this because it encourages me to drink more fluids. It tastes good. It's like my Hawaiian punch, basically.
What is it? What's it called?
It's BPI blocks is the aminos. And actually, the electrolytes is just Powerade Zero. So I get the good stuff without the sugar.
So you're mixing two things kind of together. Mm-hmm. You're mixing an electrolyte powder or something and amino acids as well. Where do you get it?
The amino acids I order online. You can get them at a lot of different websites. The Powerade is just from the grocery store.
Powerade, yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Now, I went out this morning a little earlier today. I went out and ran like 11 miles. So I feel guilty that I'm not, I should probably be drinking the same thing because I carry electrolytes with me when I mm-hmm. run and I'm taking them, you know, I got something called Endurolytes. You may have heard. It's little capsules. I make sure I you don't want to lose electrolytes and not replenish mm-hmm. them. But I'm certainly not drinking that all afternoon either, which maybe I should be.
Probably, yes.
Wow, okay. I'll get the information from you and also put it up on our show notes because I think my listeners would like to hear. As a matter of fact, we did have a question. We have some people that it's funny, a couple hours before we went on the air here, I posted on Facebook. Anybody, I've got a trainer coming. You saw it. So we got some great questions. So if you don't mind, in a few minutes, we'll just kind of take a few questions. But one of my listeners really did ask, I think he said something like he lives near a gym and near a GNC store. And he's always in the GNC store seeing these people coming from workouts, getting all this maybe protein shakes and all these different, and he was curious, like, what should I get? And I think maybe you answered a question right there. But are there any other types of shakes or protein shakes that you happen to like?
There's
or anything else?
Basic shakes is all I use. I don't take too many supplements. I would say a Muscle Tech Phase 8 is definitely a favorite of mine. It's a very good tasting shake.
Very good tasting.
Good tasting is important because I use some shakes as well. And you know, if you're using one that's just you don't enjoy the taste, you don't want to drink it that much. It's something that tastes good is a real plus.
This one is it's the best chocolate you could have. It does not taste like protein at all, I promise.
And what's it called again?
Muscle Tech Phase 8.
Muscle Tech Phase 8. And mm-hmm. do you get that online or do you get it in a store, local store?
Either or.
Okay. Muscle Tech Phase 8. I like it.
Yeah. And, you know, Rebecca is going to be doing, in the future, near future, she's going to be doing some nutrition, you know, like group classes and things of that nature. And she really knows how to make the food taste good and make it good for you.
So what kind of diet are you guys on? Are you vegan? Are you omnivore? What are you eating in general?
Just a very balanced meal plan. Good, healthy carbs that don't, you know, give you the blood sugar spike. Lean proteins, good green veggies. But just keeping everything very, very balanced and eating about 2.5-3 hours apart during the day.
Excellent. Good stuff. Yeah. And keep him eating too. Keep
yes,
this guy eating.
I am.
We have a few questions, if you don't mind. You can
ask away.
Yeah, whoever wants to take it first, you can both split it, whatever you want to do. But I've got somebody. This is something. Actually, this woman named Melissa called her question in. So let's just go ahead and play the question.
Hello, Dr. Dave. And Yoko, too. This is Melissa from Detroit. I've been hearing so much debate about weight training versus cardio training online and at the gym. There seems to be diehards on both sides. Well, I have the last 20 to 30 pounds to go to get to my ideal body weight, and I was wondering, cardio or weight training or a combination of both? Thanks so much. Love the show. Have a great day. Bye.
Melissa, that's a great question. Weight training versus aerobic training. I would say that weight training would be more important because you can actually make a weight training session into a anaerobic, like a high anaerobic conditioning session. And also you could actually make it more aerobic. So you can get the best of both worlds. When you do too much cardio, especially I would say any more than 45 minutes in a session, if you do not have the proper diet, all right, the proper nutrition, you will actually waste away. Like your body goes for energy. And the first thing it goes for is carbohydrates. Second thing it goes to is fats. The third thing it goes for is protein. Now, you only have a certain amount of energy stores in your body during a workout session. So if you go beyond your body's energy stores, and it starts to turn the muscle into carbohydrates, you will actually start to lose muscle mass. The only way that you could actually do that without wasting away muscle is to actually be on, you know, like a higher, we call higher supplementation, like steroids, for instance. So steroids are not a bad thing. They are made to be bad. They are not a bad thing. What they do is they help with recovery. Now, am I advocating steroids? No. What I'm saying is that there are supplements that you can take to actually boost your testosterone levels so that you don't waste away muscle. There's also certain types of exercises that you can do also so that you do not waste away your muscles also. So recovery is really the main ingredient in this whole thing. You can work out and break down your muscles all you want to, but it's the recovery from exercise that's going to get your body to where it needs to be.
Recovery is a good point, but actually even more so is the nutrition. In the order of importance, it goes your diet, and then it's the weightlifting, and then the cardio. So if you don't have the building block or the bottom of your pyramid right, and you're not fueling your workout properly, the weightlifting is not going to be as productive. And then, of course, any cardio you do is going to do more damage on top of that.
That's really interesting. So a question that was basically asking, well, what's more important, cardio or weightlifting, got kind of turned around. And you're both saying that, well, hold it, stop a second. The diet, the eating program is trumps both of those.
Yes.
It does.
Interesting.
Because you could actually map out a great nutrition program and lose weight without exercising at all. Mm-hmm. The exercise, what it does is it helps with locomotion. So in life, you want to perform better. So you lift weights so that you can perform better.
Yeah, there's no question. And I tell my listeners this, if somebody, let's say somebody's obese, somebody's overweight, and they want to lose weight, they do not have to go to the gym and exercise. They don't have to go out and run 10 miles. You can lose weight simply by adjusting your diet. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I don't recommend that. We all three of us recommend exercise.
Oh,
for sure.
Most definitely. For I sure. think, well, you know what? You know, we're sitting here breaking things down and saying which one is the best. But when you really think about it, concurrent training, if you want to look that up, Melissa, concurrent training actually is an even safer model, because you'll be able to do a little bit of everything to help you with your concerns about whether you should weight lift or do aerobic training. It's concurrent training is pretty much, you can use any type of training in one session, and actually kind of like, it's like full body training. So the more things you do full body, unless you're a competitor who is trying to say, bring more symmetry to a certain body part, like bodybuilders do. Bodybuilding is the I guess you could say the highest in, you know, how you look. Whereas you take a power lifter, he's not worrying about how he looks. He's worrying about how much he can lift. So you have so many different modalities that work. You just have to pick the one that will help you with your goals. So if your goal is to have a more symmetrical body, do every body part in one session. Just pick a couple exercises for each body part, and, you know, work out for about an hour and 15 minutes. Work out, say, 3 days a week using the full body, and, of course, the eating first and foremost, and then after that, the recovery. And, you know, over time, you know, with the proper management, actually using a personal trainer just to get you started so that you know exactly which direction you need to go to, that would help you greatly.
We have time for one more question. And the question comes from Dawn Patrick. And Dawn is asking a question. I think also there are a lot of people always ask me, a lot of people are wondering. I think it's a good question. Is it better to work out in the morning or the evening? And should days off be incorporated? And if so, how many days off should you take? So it looks like we're pointing to Rebecca. Rebecca's going to take that one. You're the expert on whether to work out in the morning or you're going to say both, because you work out twice a day.
Yes.
Let's hear the typical person, Rebecca, that is wondering, well, should I work out in the morning or evening? What would you say?
It is a personal preference as well, and everybody's different. I find I'm stronger in the morning. I get a better workout. It gives you a good start to your day. Your energy's up. You feel better about yourself, and everything just goes just better from there. So that's the way I would recommend it. But
how about you, Zeke?
I agree with Rebecca. Sometimes, I mean, we wake up to go to the gym, and our eyelids are like half open, but I swear you get there, and you actually start moving, and you're like, you feel unbelievable. I mean, you might not be fully awake, but, you know, as they say, are you dreaming when you are asleep or when you're awake? So it really doesn't matter.
You know what I tell my listeners, that it doesn't matter too much. As long as they get in a good workout, it doesn't matter. But I agree with both of you with the morning. And I'll tell you why I agree with it. Because, you know, if you get your workout done in the morning, it's done. You're finished. That's it. But if you don't, and you say, I'm going to do it when I get home from work, or I'm going to do it after dinner, then it seems like things get in the way, don't they? And you just get busy, and maybe you get tired, and you come home and the kids are crying, and you put it off and you don't do it. So you know, though, if you set your alarm for a certain time and you get up and you get it done, it's done. You check it off your chart, and you're done for the day. Yeah, that's why I like morning.
Yeah, and another thing you can do is just look at different different parts of our society. What do military personnel, when do they work out?
I'm guessing all day, but
all day, but definitely in the morning. I've been in the military. PT happens in the morning, 5:30 in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning. I mean, you know, this is, you know, the military. So they've been, you know, they're not going to implement programs that aren't going to work, because we rely on our military for to support this country. So they have pretty much, you know, structured programs saying that the most efficient time to work out to get the most out of our soldiers would be early in the morning.
And we got to get the most out of them, right?
That's right.
They are doing a big job, big important job. And on that note, I think it's a great point that we're going to end the show here. But before we end, I want to say something. This has been enlightening. When you both came over, I didn't know exactly what direction we go in. As a matter of fact, just to let my listeners know, Zeke was our guest today, but he brought Rebecca, and I saw them coming into the studio, and I said, Rebecca, you know, she's carrying this big thing. I said, you know, we got to have you on the show. And she was telling me about her figure competition. I said, we got to get you on too. So you two are really, really knowledgeable. I mean, I'm super impressed, and which means my next question to both of you is, I'm going to invite you to come back at another time, because we want to do another episode with the two of you. This has been phenomenal. And I think there's so much more. Unfortunately, we have to kind of cut it because of time, but there's so much more we can talk about. I mean, we're on the same wavelength. We believe the same thing. I mean, the morning ritual, the working out, the drinking the electrolytes and the amino acids. I mean, we're so on the same page. I've got to have you back. So
Can I hear a yes?
Rebecca? Absolutely.
And when we bring you back, Yoko will be here in the studio too. I have to find another microphone because we need four microphones at that point. But it's going to be phenomenal. I think my listeners can get a lot of great information and motivation from you guys.
I tell you what, I wouldn't be here where I am right now if it wasn't for Rebecca. I really, really, really would like to thank her for teaching me teaching me different things on this journey. When you're willing to open your mind and really accept, you know, the knowledge from other people, it really takes you to another level. And I would like to say, you know, it's great to be a team to actually be here and do this together.
And that is a fantastic way to end the show, because that means so much. If I know this is audio only, but if you could just see the two of them, they just look right together. They really do. So I'm going to my listeners, you know, like I've told you before, this is not the first time I'm saying this on the show. If you're in a relationship, or if you're in some type of work or a job that you just, in your heart, you know if it's right or not. You know if it's good. And if you're not there, if you feel that it's not good, first of all, the best thing to do is to try to fix it. Because if you're in a relationship, I'm not a proponent. I don't tell people just, go get divorced. I don't say that. Try to fix it. Try to make it as good as you can. But if you can't do it, then it is time to maybe rethink it and get out of it and find the person that, you know, Zeke and Rebecca, they go together. They've got a great life together. And I want my listeners, that's why we call this Slice Your Age. I want you to live the best life you possibly can. So, oh my God, this has been phenomenal. I can't wait to have two of you back again. We're going to do it with Yoko. But until then, I want to thank you for being on the show. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Dave.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to Slice Your Age. You are no longer alone on this journey.